This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. U.S. intelligence officials are pinning the order that led to the killing of a Washington Post columnist on Saudi Crown Prince. AP's Mike Gracia has the story.
An American official familiar with the conclusion tells the Associated Press that U.S. intelligence officials have concluded Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman ordered the killing of Saudi writer Jamal Khashoggi. The official spoke on condition of anonymity because the official was not authorized to speak publicly on the matter. Khashoggi was never seen again after entering the Saudi consulate in Istanbul on October 2nd to pick up documents. Saudi Arabia continues to deny any official involvement in the killing, but Turkey continues to press for more information. Mike Gracia, Washington.
In U.S. politics, the Democratic Party candidate in the state of Georgia's governor's race, Stacey Abrams, has ended her challenge in the closely fought election but vowed to bring a lawsuit against what she called the state's gross mismanagement of the vote. But she also said she is not conceding defeat.
Confession means to acknowledge an action is right, true, or proper. As a woman of conscience and faith, I cannot concede that. But my assessment is the law currently allows no further viable remedy.
Abrams accuses her opponent, Republican Brian Kemp, of using his position to interfere with a vote, an allegation he has strongly denied. Meantime, the Florida Senate race remains unresolved with a hang count underway. The state's Republican governor leads, but only slightly. United States moving ahead with efforts to harden its critical infrastructure against cyber attacks by foreign countries and other criminal actors. President Trump signed legislation creating a government new agency to protect a variety of vital systems, from the nation's electric grid to the election infrastructure. This is VOA News. U.S. officials in the state of California say the number of people missing from the deadliest wildfire in California's history has risen to more than 1,000 and say the death toll has increased to 71. Cory Ania is the sheriff in Butte County, the epicenter of the fires in the northern part of the state.
Of the 71 human remains that we have found, we have tentatively identified 58 of those individuals, and we're waiting on DNA confirmation to be able to say conclusively who they are, and then the process of notifying their next of kin will take place.
Firefighters battling what is known as campfire in Northern California have gained some ground in containing and suppressing the flames. Cal Fire Public Information Officer Steve Kaufman says the wildfire is now 50% contained.
We'll start out with the most current acreage. We're showing at 146,000 acres, 50% contained. Total personnel assigned to the fire, 5,632.
And at the southern end of the state, firefighters and rescue workers have been grappling with other wildfires, including one that killed three people, burned at least 500 structures along the Malibu coast near Los Angeles. President Trump says he has answered written questions from the special counsel's office in the probe into whether Russia interfered in the 2016 U.S. presidential race. Here's AP Sagar Magani.
The president's again blasting the investigation, but says he's written answers to questions from special counsel Bob Mueller.
I was asked a series of questions. I've answered them very easily, very easily.
Repeatedly telling reporters he did it himself.
I write the answers. My lawyers don't write answers. I write answers.
The president says he's not yet submitted the answers and did not say when he would. Rumors are rampant here in the nation's capital that Mueller may be preparing more indictments. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Shortly after a U.S. judge ordered the White House press credentials reinstated, CNN White House correspondent Jim Acosta headed to the Oval Office to cover President Trump. Acosta's credentials were revoked last week after a verbal confrontation with Mr. Trump. Acosta expressed his gratitude for the support he had received.
I want to thank all of my colleagues in the press who supported us this week. And I want to thank the judge for the decision he made today. And let's go back to work.
President Trump said the entire issue was brought about because of proper behavior being what it should be at the White House press corps. He said he is for freedom of press, but reporters should respect the White House. Get more news at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.